And now, syrup, did you ever hear anything, what kind of liquid, kind of light syrup that you would ever eat?
Not that I know of. We just had the regular old syrup.
Did you ever, is that the same thing as molasses?
Or yeah. You call it, some people call it molasses, some call it lasses. But it's just good country syrup.
Yes. And if you walk in and something's cooking, it makes a real good impression on your nostrils, you might say just
mercy, that's some smell fit to eat you're cooking.
Yeah.
I'll be able to stay with you.
Yeah.
Pull on the coat and throw it in the corner.
Now, if you say you have some leather right here, and you want to tell somebody that this belt is an imitation leather, you might say, this isn't imitation leather, it's what kind of leather? It's
you mean, well, I don't know what you say there on the imitation leather, but if you got a... I reckon you just call it an imitation leather. I don't know. That's all I
would. If it was real and not imitation.
Well, you say this is a pure McCoy. This is good cowhide or a horse hide.
Is it genuine
leather? That's it.
And let's see. Say you had there's a bowl of fruit on the table, and you had some peaches and some apples, and somebody offers you a peach. You might say, "No, I don't want a peach. Give me."
You mean I'd take a peep that bird that had the apples? Yeah, well, I'd drink so.
And let's see. Now, what would you call a group of trees, or a whole bunch of fruit trees, a whole lot of
different kinds?
No, say you had a whole out here. You have a lot of peach trees.
An orchard? Well, that's a peach orchard, or a pear orchard, or a plum orchard. That's what we call them.
You mentioned. Peaches, what do you call the inside of a peach there?
The kernel.
Is there
a seed? Or on the inside of a peach, it's a seed, and on the inside of it, the kernel. Yes.
And what about on the inside of the cherry? What do you call that thing?
Well, ain't that a seed? I think so. I'm not familiar with cherries because we didn't grow them here.
You have the two kinds of peaches here?
Well, we got several different kinds. We got a clear seed peach and a And then we have the several different varieties of peaches.
And the clear seed, is that the kind?
That's the kind that you can just bust it open, the seed will come right out of it.
What's the other kind called?
Well, there's, I can't think of the name of them now.
Anybody ever call it a queen stone or a pressed peach?
Yeah, there's several different, I thought I could say it just then, but I can't know. But there's several different kinds. Now, we got two or three different kinds of peaches out there now. And they got this big, if the trees have blown over, I think you can see them here. One or two of them kind of blown over, but they're a big red plum. Big old things right over there. Get right there. Good big ones now.
The inside of an apple that you can't eat.
That's the core out of an apple. That's what we call it.
You have any special name for bits of dried apple, you know, just laying around? Is it some parts of the country they do? Do they have any name for it here?
I just don't know about that. All I know is just dried apples.
If you leave an apple, it'll dry up and do what? If you leave it sitting out, it'll dry up.
Well, it'll just swivel up is what it'll do.
Yes, sir. And, what other kind of fruit do you have down here?
Well, most of what we have here is peaches and pears and apples. We grow apples right here. Of course, you have to pet them a whole lot. And two kind of pears, and they really, I can't think of the name of this pear out here. It's an eating pear. It's not very good for preserving or anything like that, but it's a good eating pear.
Yes.